Welcome to Faithful Fempreneurs, where we're talking to the women-owned brands who are setting the bar and dropping gems. My name is Chloe, and today my guest is
Precious Swain Peaks.
It's nice to meet you, Precious. Thank you for responding to my request. I am really excited. I was going to interview somebody this morning that was does accounting. I was looking through your website, getting to know a little bit more about you, at least about your business and everything. So I'm actually excited to talk to you because my first person ended up canceling on me. So I was like, well, it happens, you know, I'm not mad at it. But I thought this was pretty blessed that because I was like, I actually have some real, like, I think this is a new podcast, so I don't have official listeners yet, but I imagine that the women I'm talking to, like myself, have questions about accounting and would like to know, you know, where to start. I think it terrifies me personally. So, but let's get into it. I have an icebreaker question. Are you ready for it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what's the one thing that you would give a TED talk on? If someone threw you on a stage and made you talk for 30 minutes at minimum, what topic would you pick?
Business related? The business related topic would be the importance of good business structure. But that's if it was a business one. On a whole another note, oh goodness, I can go on and on about the importance of women knowing their worth.
Yes. Just
worth, because so many women don't. But your show is based on business, so I'm going to try to stay structured, because if you only saw my business site, then you have no idea. I speak on stuff has nothing to do with business, so I'll stay focused for you.
Well, thank you. I mean, you don't have to either. If you have something that you have, like I said, this is about dropping gems. So if it's outside a little bit of the business realm, everything helps, especially when you're a small business owner. Like this is part of your day-to-day life, you know, like this is not separate entirely, and you should have boundaries, but if there's some personal things that you think are going to help somebody out, I encourage you to share them. Like there are no limits here. So it just helps the listener. So we have 30 minutes, mm-hmm. Well, 25. So it's all good. So thanks for sharing that. I'm looking forward to talking to you. So let's start off with who you are, what you do, and why do you do it?
Okay. Well, as I said, I'm Precious Swain Peaks. I'm the owner of Anointed for Prosperity Bookkeeping and More. We're right now a small accounting firm. We do bookkeeping, payroll, business consulting, business startup. Of course, we do taxes, but not just income tax, federal income taxes. We do all of the quarterly taxes and the sales taxes, and we handle everything for your average truck driver. Why do I do it? Because people need it. As a child, I grew up in an entrepreneurial family. So I always saw business ran like business. And I had an aunt that was an accountant. So I wanted to be just like my auntie and go to school and get my accounting degree. So I went to school, got my accounting degree. During my internship, I worked for a major record label. That kind of veered me into the entertainment field, because for the first 30 years of business, my niche was independent entertainers. Mm-hmm. And that is who I solely focused on. Over the last 5 years, I've kind of went back into the normal market and began dealing with just all businesses. But for the first 30 years, that was my niche, because they did not know how to turn their love for entertainment into real business. Mm-hmm. But it is a real business, and you're paying for studio time, clothing, makeup artists, hair, et cetera. And then they're not accounting for it when these are things that are expenses, business expenses that they should have been handling, and the copyright and the this. And so those things drew me in to want to, I won't say save the artist, but show them how to take that very expensive hobby and turn it into a very lucrative business.
Mm.
And so here I am. Now, I've opened up, like I said, to all businesses, because what I've seen in the younger businesses with the younger generation, everything is microwave popcorn and instant rice. You know, quick. I'm going to pay $50 and sell me some lip gloss with somebody else's stamp, and I'm going to do me some nail kits and throw me some Yanni pearls. Okay, all of this is great. Any way you make money is amazing. Get your money. But when it was time for people to get loans, to get houses, to get vehicles, they have no paperwork. They were the boss diva chick all over Facebook, but now they don't have any kind of proof of income, proof of expenses, no business credit, no nothing that they need to live real life. So now my goal has shifted slightly to teaching the young entrepreneur that a boss don't mean nothing. Because you really technically aren't a boss if you don't have employees, but that's a whole different discussion.
Right.
And
speaking my language,
the CEO chick don't mean nothing, because technically you only really a CEO if you're involved in a corporation that has a corporate structure, and thus they vote you in to be the CEO. All these titles and all this bling and all this nothing means nothing if you can't turn around when you go to the bank and hand them some paperwork that's going to make them say yes and sign that check for you to get that loan.
I just want anybody listening to know that Precious just picked up the paperwork. So like, we need business here, people. This is not a game, okay? I had some prepared questions, but actually I'm like ready to know like the tea on really owning a business. I mean, I feel like I've recently started out, I freelance, you know, that's generally what I do. I have a day job and everything to keep things above board, but and pursuing like the serious business, you know, I just got my LLC. I'm feeling pretty proud of that. But you
know,
I'm very interested now, like that you're calling that out. Like, I mean, you have a word to speak to the people, me being the people too, about what it really means to be prepared for, you know, owning a business and all the officials. You know, I feel like I personally like kind of know, you know, and it's like, I know I'm like really going to have to lay that foundation. I got my little expense sheet that I started fiddling out finally, instead of just like a subscription here and pay for my Adobe there, but like really keeping track of that. So but I know that there's a ton more that I could know. And I have a feeling at least the listeners of this podcast are our boss chicks, but also like, no, I know I got to get the finer details of this down. So what would you even, I'm off script, what would you start to recommend? Like, you sound like really passionate about this. So without giving away the gem, well, give away a few gems, but when we got to pay for it, just, you know, cut us off right there.
Well, the first thing I'll be honest and say is I hold these kind of sessions for young ladies free of cost. That's part of my ministry. Ministry isn't always getting up saying, and the Lord said, no, sometimes it's some real life. Like, okay, that's cool. But now you want some ties and I ain't got no money. So how can I get to the money, P? And that's kind of my ministry. So it doesn't bother me to share this with you. The very first thing to always know is, even if it's a side hustle, it's not a side hustle, it's a business. And the moment you break the side hustle mentality, you'll treat it like a business. So just because you have a full-time job doesn't stop you from being a businesswoman. So some people are like, well, I work a 9-to-5. Oh, okay. But you run your business when you're off, right? Mm-hmm. But you run your business on your lunch break. Well, but you run your business through your social media all day, right? Then that's your business. It's no longer a side hustle. It ain't drug dealing.
Ooh.
We ain't on the corner.
Just put that
okay.
in.
So, and you may be thinking, well, my Adobe subscription is only like $12 a month, and then Canva might be $12. That's money. That $12 is lunch.
That adds up after a few subscriptions.
Yeah. So when you break it down, no matter how small it may seem, put value, add value, because some of the best things in life truly are free. My first book, I wrote and published completely free of charge. That did not stop it from being a real book. It didn't stop it from being on Kindle and Nook and Amazon and everywhere it needed to go. Mm-hmm. And most people who don't know how to do that process would never imagine that I did it for free, because if you call the different companies, their minimum charge is like $1,000.
Right.
So your pocket doesn't define your worth.
That's, I'm putting that on the wall. That's that's so important. So that's exciting, especially seeing so many so many people wanting to start businesses and feeling like they have to invest like whole hog in something or et cetera. So I know I feel like it doesn't always have to be like this massive investment, you know, especially if you kind of don't know what you're doing anyway. You don't want to be dumping everything into it and not getting that return. So I know in marketing, we talk a lot about return on investment, but I think that's mm-hmm. a thought that everybody needs to be really considering. So it sounds like you have some gold on that as far as like how we can really consider that when it comes to running our business, especially coming out of the gate.
The first thing I'll tell you is you are your first greatest asset. So before you buy the computer, before you buy the phone, this, your mind, is your first asset. Mm-hmm. And you have to look at it as if you purchased it, because whatever you spent to go to school, whatever you spent to go to that conference or watch that webinar, whatever you spent to for someone to send you a PDF download that maybe didn't even teach you nothing, all of these things are investments. Mm-hmm. Your investments start way before you get to the big items, because your time is your investment. Mm-hmm. So in different areas of the country, they have different minimum wage. Even if you based it strictly on minimum wage, which I think is $8, $9, $10 an hour, every hour that you've sat and watched YouTube videos or webinars or whatever to prepare you to go into the business that you decided to go in has been an investment of whatever that is per hour. Because if you were not taking that time, you'd be getting paid on someone's job.
Right. That is so, I'm so glad you said that. I feel like I've been thinking about that a lot. And just like my literal time that I'm spending hours on this or hours on that, like I need to calculate that, you know. That's not, I'm really bad about tracking my time. Like I definitely have like the tools to do it. And then I'm just like, you just got to use it. But it's so important to be able to reflect and see how much time am I putting into this, you know, and is that, you know, what does that even calculate out to? Is that going to impact like how I do business? I think if you realize that you, you know, you want to charge $25 an hour to do something, right? Like, I think that's pretty bargain rate for a lot of things, but you want to charge $25 an hour and you're putting in 10 hours a week on something. And then you only charge like your average client brings in like $100. Like you just have to, I'm doing quick maths. I'm not a big math person. So, but just putting it in that perspective and thinking about like, how much time are you putting in? How much are you charging? And is the income matching the output there? So that's really helped me at least sit down and say like, okay, I need to figure out where my time needs to be to actually grow and be sustainable, you know, and all that learning, the learning and the practicing, et cetera, that counts too. That's an investment.
Yeah. And so the one thing I say is during the first maybe year, you may hit a break-even point. You may not make a profit. But I'm just going to be honest. You may not make a profit because when you're new and you're just getting in, you have to build the rapport. You mm-hmm. have to build your repertoire. And depending on what you're in, there's all this competition, but really no competition. Because in real life, I truly believe that who's for us is going to come to us. Mm-hmm. Okay. So there is really no competition, but with you. Every day that you get up in the morning and you begin your business structure, you're competing with yourself. Can I be a better me today? Is my question every day. Can I be a little more focused than I was yesterday? Because none of us are perfect. So in some point we drop the ball, whether we admit it or not, every day on something. So I overworked yesterday, didn't spend all time with the kids. How could I find balance? or I spent too much time with the kids, didn't get any work done. How can I find balance? Oh, I was so busy up my man's butt, I missed doing some work. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, or look, this binge, this new binge watching streaming all day. Oh, I done got tied in on whatever,
mm-hmm.
whatever's on. And I didn't get any work done today because I just got tied up in a How can you find balance? And is it by designating a certain place in your home that only work gets done? And my calendar now is going to pop up and say, time to go to your special place. Is what is going to bring you the balance? And for me, what I found made me be accountable is, in everything, prayer comes first.
Mm-hmm.
So I get up in the morning, I start my day with prayer. From the prayer, I kind of let the answer to the prayer guide me. That might sound strange to some, but I let the answer to the prayer guide me. Mm-hmm. Father, what is your path for me today? Because I wrote this whole list of stuff out that I'm going to do today, but that might not be your purpose for me today.
Mm-hmm.
So what is your purpose for me today? And then things will just begin to flow. The other thing is, people with children try to keep the children away from their business. Don't do that. Draw your children into your business. They're not too young to learn. My children are grown now, and I have 7 of them, and 4 of them are actual business owners. And that's not because I was such a good parent. That's because that's what they knew. Because even with my first 2 children, I was in college, their bedtime story wasn't Mary Had a Little Lamb or whatever. Their bedtime story was my college books. So you're going to get into bed and I'm going to read to you while I'm doing my homework. I don't have time to read Humpty Dumpty. You're going to learn about these principles of accounting or these economics or whatever. And so that might sound strange to some people, but if you don't set the expectation that life is real, then where will they learn it?
Right.
It's not, you know? And so they don't think they have time because they're trying to make TikTok videos with the kids. And then go do business. Well, involve the kids in a TikTok video about the business.
Mm-hmm.
We don't always have to be doing the Corvette and the Stingray and all this other foolishness just because it seems trendy. Right. We can make something that we can make trendy that's all about us, mm-hmm. if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So there's just so many different ways. Because it's nothing for you guys, it's not like when we were coming up, because there was none of this social media and all this stuff. We had to literally, if we didn't have the money to have printers, flyers made, write some flyers, Xerox these flyers, get in the car, nail them on a tree, stick them in under people's doors, still open up, put a little quarter in, open the newspaper thing, put the flyers in all the newspapers, put the newspapers back in the thing. You know, we had to literally hustle.
Yeah.
It's so many free options available now till there's no reason for a business not to thrive.
Yeah, I feel like that's so real. There's so much in that. Especially I really resonated with me just when you talked about finding balance. You know, I think that message is often lost in a lot of small business circles online and entrepreneurship. You know, if you decide to take the path of entrepreneurship, I don't encourage or discourage anybody. If it's right for you, it's not. If it's not, it's not, you know. But if you decide to go on that, it does take discipline, and you can't just, you know, throw up a couple social media posts and call it a day. You know, it does take,
exactly.
It doesn't have to wear you down and wear you out, but it is about finding that balance. And just what you mentioned about prayer, and really asking God, what is it that you have for me, not just in my life, but today, right now. You know, I've been trying to practice that daily. It's hard when you're not used to doing it, not used to listening. So I'm glad you brought that up. So I think that for a lot of Christian entrepreneurs, that's so important to ask him, not just tell him, like, this is what I want to do. Can you just bless it, please? But say, this is what I want to do, Lord. Is this what you have for me? or I don't know what to do, what's next, so being,
Exactly.
yeah.
Exactly. And being willing to listen, because sometimes, and this is going to be off the business mark, but sometimes we think prayer is all us talking. Sometimes prayer needs to consist of us listening.
Yeah.
Because scripture tells you he knew us before our birth. So he knew what we were going to do because he laid it out for us. But we're so busy trying to tell him what we want to do till we don't realize that if we would just listen, he's already laid out the blessing for us. We're just not paying attention to where it's at. We're just going the opposite way of where he's telling us to go. And so the one thing, it was very hard for me for years because the industry that I went into at that time was totally male dominant. Unless you performed, which I don't sing, I don't rap, and I definitely don't dance or strip, none of this stuff. So in the areas that I was in, it always seemed to be a battle because I kicked up a very aggressive personality, and I wasn't going to be anybody's assistant. I was going to do me, and you were going to respect my mind. And so, as women, we need to know it's okay to be strong, it's okay to be real, and it's okay to have your clothes on, because now I'm 50 and I'm chilling and I'm wearing cut up jeans and tank tops. But when I was first starting out in business in this male dominated field, I didn't wear the mini skirts and all of that. I always had a shirt buttoned up, pants, shoes, bun, because I don't want you to be distracted because I got a head full of curly hair. I ain't here for a date. I'm here for some business. No makeup. I want you to respect this. To the point where at the midpoint of my career, my clothes were baggy. I don't need you to see if there's a curve. You don't need to know if I have a butt. Yes, I had kids, but maybe I don't have no boobs. It's all this. Respect my mind. You know what I mean? Because unfortunate for us, the one thing that works against us that doesn't work against men is it's immediately about the looks. Oh, little mama fine, or oh, little mama sick. No, little mama smart. Respect that. And I don't need the compliments, the dates, the none of that. You're gonna pay me.
Yes.
And you're gonna pay me what I'm worth.
That's
And
encouraging for
so
women, to hear that and be reminded that your mind matters. I'm sorry, go ahead.
when see you're natural, which is a good thing, but I look at some of the younger business women's posts and they're selling tax service, but they're sitting where their camera is showing their print. Excuse the way I say this. Are we selling vagina or are we selling a service? Because what you just showed, you didn't show a computer, you didn't show a screen, you didn't show a chat, saw your cooch. Okay. So we have to be consistent in our presentation because then we're offended when you're in our inbox talking about, oh, little mama, let me take you out. Well, that my post was about business. Well, it didn't look like it. We have to get back to, I'm a little older than y'all. So when I was in school, we were taught we had to wear business attire to school. We didn't have a choice. You were gonna wear a business suit or something to school. And that was to teach us how to prepare and be dressed for business, of course. Well, now business attire and club attire, I'm not sure there's a whole lot of difference anymore.
Okay,
Okay.
I that's a good one actually, because I remember in my college days, just like I was like there looking a mess, and I'm just like, what was I trying to do? I did not know what business casual was for real. I mean, bless my mother's heart, I think she tried, but I was just dumb. So, but I think that's so. I mean, I love that you really point out too for women to really be bold enough to rely on your mind. I mean, I don't, if you're gonna, focus on a sexual brand or whatever, like, I mean, that's up to you. That's your business. But I think on social media, sometimes it can feel like For some women, it feels like a lot of pressure to conform to a particular way of doing things, like, oh, I gotta do this, I gotta do this. And so a lot of what we're seeing is like that subtly sexual or sometimes overt. And if you're a woman that's not comfortable in that, like, here's your permission to not feel like you need to conform. Or if you're a woman that feels like you wanna do something that you're not seeing, you know, here's your permission to do that. And know, like, at the end of the day, whatever it is, your mind and how you operate is the most important. And so whether you decide to show yourself or not, know that you are fully capable of doing whatever you want. And so, and you can demand and command that respect when you walk into the room, the digital virtual room, since we're hopefully staying home right now.
Exactly. And if it was anything else I would want to share with you, it is that you can be happy in a relationship while being successful in a business. And sometimes we feel like we have to choose between the two because the business we've chosen to go into doesn't seem to allow us time to interact with a mate. When we walk in, again, the answered prayer, the mate that we have is the mate that he sent, right? Mm. And so the mate that he sent, he has prepared them, whether they know it or not, to deal with who he's sending them to find.
Yeah.
So you will notice when you have the right mate that it all kind of works together, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So I'll give you an example. My husband is an audio video engineer. We are the answer to each other's question, if that makes sense. Because I do, like I said, my business was for 30 years just dealing with entertainers. Okay. Now he's audio video engineer, but he doesn't do books and none of this, doesn't care about it. Put it up in smoke, who knows? But there brings the balance because this is what I do. Versus this is what he does. But then the flip around, the yin to the yang is, so I'm a motivational speaker that has a digital talk show, but also has a Roku and a Fire Stick channel. But I know nothing about using a camera, a video camera. I take the worst pictures. I can't even take pictures with my phone, to be honest. It's just terrible. All of that stuff, I would have to pay somebody else to do.
Right.
But I don't, because my other half can take whatever I did and make it beautiful. So I can do a little Zoom video and he could take it and just add great stuff to it and put it on the channel. I say that to say, so you have podcasts and you do branding work, because I took a look at your website because it had such an elegant look. I was very impressed. It didn't look like you did hood business. It looked to me like you were attracting corporate clients.
Oh, thank you.
I could be wrong, but that's the look. It didn't look like rapper Pete would call you. Because that's just not your essence of branding.
But Zoe, Pete, if you need branding, I can help you out.
I was gonna say, so it could be you took the approach to draw the real money checks, because the corporate checks are going to be consistent, where Pete, even though you'll take his business, if you tell him 150, he's gonna try to drew you down to the 50 and the whole 9 yards.
Oh yeah.
We've all had a Pete.
I love that you read my business plan. That's exactly what I'm trying to do.
but you should be very happy because people see what they see. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so when I looked at it, I said, I'm gonna talk to her because I really don't deal with people just because they try to sell me something. I have to talk to them. I have to feel their spirit. I just have to feel who I'm dealing with. But I can then refer you to corporate clients, because most corporate clients run into people who deal with people like Pete. So the graphics are more Pete level versus corporate. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you're kind of feeling me on that, but just,
well, if you got a referral for me, I'm definitely feeling for you, but I appreciate you. I read a lot of people. I read through their, like, you know, their branding and stuff, and I make commentary and everything like that, but sometimes it's nice to hear that, like, what I was trying to do is actually coming across. So I appreciate you calling that out. Thank you so much. Thanks for visiting my site. I appreciate it. I can use a little traffic.
You're right. Very welcome. So if any of your listeners haven't and they're looking for corporate style branding, you are amazing with it. Very elegant looking branding.
Thank
awesome
you.
Awesome branding.
Bovia.com or BoviaCo.com, guys. I'll put that in the... Not the show. I'm not supposed to be plugging here.
It was me.
Well, thank you. We only have a couple more minutes before I have another one of these interviews. I'm going to change the scheduling so they're not so close next time. But I do just want to say it's been so lovely listening to you. I had questions, prepared, but actually you just really... I've really enjoyed this conversation. So thank you for sharing your perspective, your story, which is fascinating. I feel like people assume all accountants are so boring, but y'all are people too. Just because we don't like math doesn't mean y'all are bad people.
Oh goodness. That is truly an understatement. But I guess I would say some are extremely, mm-hmm. but I'm just a young lady that was blessed.
Amen.
So where you come from doesn't really go away. It just polishes up. Mm. Yeah. So you can take a little thug girl, a little rogue and dress them up and let them be anything they want to be with time and focus. So if any of your listeners are in a place where they feel like their past is stopping them from having a successful future, I highly suggest that they let that thought process go.
Because
my mom was a heroin addict. And so I bounced around. I've lived a good life. My grandparents had money, so I lived the little bougie girl life there, only to come home to my mom and be a little hood chick. So through it all, take all of whatever you went through, take it as a lesson, and let that pain push you to your purpose. Don't let it make you feel like you're not good enough, because you are.
Thank you so much. I'm gonna close this out now because I do hop on this other call, but I wish we could keep going. I really do. But can I ask you, I'm asking people to close us out in a prayer. Is it okay if I ask you, put you on the spot to do that for us? You can say no, that's allowed.
No. You're definitely fine with that. And I will keep it short for you, I promise, because that's normally what my problem is. But I come before you. Oh, let me warn you of one thing though, because I'm a believer and I believe in the Messiah, but mm-hmm. I do study Hebrew. So mm-hmm. I don't want anybody to be offended on your show and not come back and listen to you. So I'm going to give this disclaimer that the host is by no way supporting anything that I say going forward. This is all on me. Heavenly Father, we come before you. We thank you for yet another day, another opportunity to network, meet someone new, and spread your word. Father, we give you all the honor, the glory, the praise, and we ask that you would touch everybody listening right now. Let your anointing flow afresh upon them. Let it tear down the strongholds, break every bound, remove the yokes, and lift the burdens. Let them hear your voice in regards to their purpose, mm-hmm. and let them have the scales removed from their eyes that they may see clearly the vision that you have for them. Let their businesses prosper and let their hearts be healed. In the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach, we pray, and it is so.
Amen. If somebody was offended by that, I'm sorry. that spoke to my spirit right in here. Okay, we could all pay to learn a little Hebrew here and again. So thank you for that. Amen. Amen. That was a blessing.
Faithful Frempreneurs is brought to you by me, Chloe Bovia of Bovia & Co. Marketing. I help entrepreneurs like you pursue your passion with purpose through stunning visuals and strategic branding. You can find me on Facebook and Instagram at boviaco.marketing or on the web at www.boviaco.com. Thanks for listening.